Love Talk Radio.
We don't want no devils in the house.
Yes,
we want the Lord.
Yes, Jesus. Yes,
Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes,
Jesus, praise the Lord.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
We don't want
ultralight beam, we on a ultralight beam. This is a God dream, this is a God dream. This is everything, this is everything. Deliver us serenity, deliver us peace, deliver us love, and we know we need it. You know we need it. You know we need it.
Then why we need you now? Oh,
pray for Paris. Pray for the parents. This is a God dream. This is a God dream. This is a God dream. We on a ultralight beam. We on a ultralight beam. This is a God dream. This is a God dream. This is everything. Everything.
I'm trying to keep my faith, but I'm looking for more. Somewhere I can feel faith, and in my holy war.
The pressure, not blessings. Why, oh, why'd you do me wrong? You persecute the weak because it makes you feel so strong. Don't have much friends to fight, so I look to the light. Don't make these wrongs turn right. Head up high, I look to the light. Hey, cause I know that you'll make everything alright. And I know that you'll take good care of your child.
If they come for you, I will shield your name. I will feel their questions. I will feel your pain. No one can judge. They don't know. They don't know. Foot on the devil's neck till it drifted Pangea. I'm moving all my family from Chatham to Zambia. Treat the demons just like Pam. I mean, I fuck with your friends, but damn, Gina, I've been this way since Arthur was anteater. Now they wanna hit me with the woo after bam. Trying to snap photos of family. My daughter look just like Sia. You can't see her. You can feel the lyrics of spirit coming in braille. Summon of the underground, come and follow the trail. I made Sunday candy, I'm never going to hell. I met Kanye West, I'm never going to fail. You tell us do a good ass job with Chance 3. I hear you gotta sell it to snatch the Grammy. Let's make it so free and the bar so hard that the day one gosh darn part you can't tweet. This is my part, nobody else speak.
This is my part, nobody else speak. This little light of mine. Glory be to God, yeah.
I'ma make sure that they go where they can't go. If they don't wanna ride, I'ma still give them raincoats. Know what God said when he made the first rainbow? Just notice at the end, if I'm too late for the intro. I'm just having fun with it. You know that a nigga was lost. I laugh in my head cause I bet that my ex looking back like a pillar of salt. Cause they flipped the script on your ass like Wesley and Spike. You cannot mess with the light. Look at the channel from 79. We on a ultralight beam. We on a ultralight beam. This is.
Girl.
She's making me
high. She's a freaky girl.
Committed for a lifetime.
Sorry, sorry.
All right, good afternoon, everybody, ladies and gentlemen. You are tuned in today. It's Sunday for 1 hour of power. It's a mix between my mental medicine show and my BZNZ show. So we're gonna call this the hour of power. We live and direct. We don't wanna hold you too long, but we're gonna talk about the Bible today, because it is Sunday, so what better time, what better place to do is to talk about the Bible on a Sunday. But first, before I do, man, I'm starting to get people to write me. I love it. I'm not a ghetto Dr. Phil. I'm not any of that. But here's a question. Tyron, please help me. My wife, she's showing actions that she might like another man. What do you think I should do? Signed, Anonymous. I'm really trying to turn over a new leaf. But if your wife is showing she might like another nigga, then, you know what I'm saying, you should like you another woman. But first, you should at least have to talk with the wife, okay? If you think your wife is messing around, ask her. Be like, honey, please keep it real with me. Are you talking to another man? He wrote some more stuff in there talking about the reason why he think his wife might be trying to talk to another man is because when she come home from work, she's always talking about the men at her job. Thing is, I've had that same situation dating women in the corporate world. They so in love with their boss. And it's like their boss can't do no harm. They submissive with their boss, but to the man at home, they giving him all the grief and all the problems. Ain't that crazy? So today, since we're gonna talk about the Bible, let's talk about submission. Okay, here's the question. Ladies, why is it that when the topic of submission is coming, you know, is being brought up, you always like to point out, well, that's marriage. Here's a question for you. Okay, ladies, if you're waiting to submit to your man when you get married, here's the question. How are you going to practice being submissive before? Because please don't tell me you can be a B all your life, all your single life, all your dating life with your boyfriend, and then you just automatically know how to jump up and be a submissive woman once you say I do. Hello. So we want to talk about the Bible, ladies. Why is it that you pick and choose what scriptures that you want to read, that you want to obey and follow in the Bible and not the whole Bible? And, you know, this is not just the ladies, but to men too, men and women. Are there things in the Bible that you read that is questionable? Like, the other day I was reading in the Bible. It talked about slaves be kind to your master. Here's a question. This big, huge God that we serve, this big universe that we're in, why is it that he allows slavery to go on during the Bible time, but then 400 years later or however many years later, we got slavery again with black people? How is that when we serving a God that's all about being free? All right, okay. I'm going to stop it right there. We got guests in the building. Let me be nice to our guests. We got a visit all the way from Indianapolis, Indiana, Mr. Keith Omar, and we got my boy Damon, a.k.a. Nomadic Soul. Nomadic Soul. How y'all doing today, guys?
We up.
You said y'all up. Okay. So I'm quite sure y'all got a lot to say about what was just being said. So go ahead and fire away.
All right. So, you know, first of all, I think submission goes both ways. A man has to submit just like a woman has to submit. The reason why First of all, the man submits first. Let me put that out there, ladies. The man submits first.
Amen.
The reason why the man submits first is because he's supposed to lead that household. He's supposed to lead a relationship. Mm-hmm. So anything that he expects you to do,
Who is he submitting to, Keith?
All right, so first of all, he submits to two things. He's supposed to submit to two things. He's supposed to submit to God. He's supposed to submit to his woman. Now, in saying that, in order for all that to continue, it needs to be going around in a circle. Amen. That submission needs to come back.
Amen.
You know, so like for example, when I say a man submits, well, we all know everybody's supposed to submit to a God, whoever it is that you choose to praise, whoever it is that makes you a better person, whatever that is, you submitting to it. You know what I'm saying? So I'm not gonna say just one God, because me personally, I believe religion is just a language. That's what I believe. I believe for the most part, religion is a language. Like I got a buddy who grew up Baptist, just like I grew up. And, you know, he was into a whole lot of mess back in the day. And he ended up going to prison.
Mm-hmm.
And he ended up, you know, converting to Islam in prison. He come out, that dude ain't never been in trouble another day of his life. He's a productive citizen. He's a loving husband and father.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he turned over a whole new leaf. Now, mind you, he couldn't do that, quote unquote, under Christ for whatever reason. Because like I said, we both grew up Primitive Baptists, but he's doing it, you know, as a Muslim now. So I can't sit here and say, you know, his God is not real. I mean, the proof is in the pudding. This man has been this dude now for the last 25 years. I can't say it ain't real, but I do believe it's a language. Because if you look at the Muslims and Christianity, quote unquote, they follow the same kind of principles. They're not exact, but they're the same kind of principles.
They women submit, though.
You know, they're the same kind. Well, our women submit to I'm not a Christian. I don't claim any religious belief. I tell people that in a heartbeat. I believe in spirituality. That's why I think, you know, all religion is language to me. Like, you know, you have Spanish, uno. You have English, one.
Right.
It's the same thing. It's just done a different way.
Uh-huh.
That's how I believe religion is. So that's why I don't ever challenge nobody else's God. You know what I'm saying? As long as it's about the righteous. You know what I mean?
Right.
That's just my opinion. So as a man, like I said, you know, he submits, you know, as a woman, we are supposed to submit to a God, whoever that may be for you, that's doing something for you. You submitting to that. But as a man, we submit to a woman first. And I'll explain why. As a man, when you're in pursuit of a woman, you're submitting as a man. Because you are doing everything in your power to show her that you are more than willing, able, and capable of being the guy that she should be looking into. She should be taking interest in. She should be investing in. So that's why a man is submitting first, because he's investing in that woman first. Anything a man does, anything a woman does, she needs to ask herself in a relationship, has he done this for me first? Because I truly believe, you know, if he's done those things for you first, he's shown you sacrifice, he's shown you commitment, he's shown you loyalty, he's shown you growth, then you should be able to follow that man. He done shown you all these things already. You should be able to follow that with no problem. Okay, I ain't got no problem submitting to his leadership because he done shown me that he is about the right. That's just how I look at things.
Amen. I think, you know, the first part is just communication, you know, in general. Why is that woman attracted to this other man? What is turning her off from you? You know what I mean? So you have to ask yourself that. Then once you ask yourself that and answer that question, you got to have a talk with her. Communication is vital in any relationship.
Absolutely.
Especially marriage or just dating in general, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And he's right. I mean, the man should submit first, okay? But, you know, if the woman loves you, you know, they'll take the time and interest to work it out,
mm-hmm.
you know, despite what is going on in the relationship. This goes back to the entanglement thing with, you know.
Yeah. I was just about to hop on
it. It just goes back to the entanglement thing with, with Will and Jada. Yeah. You know when you get in a relationship, what you're getting into. You know how that person's transgressions are and their thought processes.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So you can read off those trigger points. You know what I mean? So that's a trigger point. You know, they try to take you there. You know what I mean? So, and that's another question. As far as the Bible, are we reading the black one or the white one?
Come on.
Okay, so that's always a question. You know what I mean?
What
so,
denomination are we also looking into?
Amen.
Right.
Amen.
Like I said, these are people who, you know, they operate different. We all operate differently.
Exactly.
You know, like as a Primitive Baptist, you operate different than somebody who's Methodist.
Or Protestant.
You
right.
know what
Protestant.
I'm saying?
Yep.
You know, or apostolic. You know, you operate differently. So that's why I always say I don't believe in religion. I believe I'm spirituality. I believe in that. But religion to me is just a language. That's
right.
all it is.
Right, right. Because, I mean, you're in a relationship with somebody for a long time. You know their tendencies. You know what they do.
Mm-hmm.
You know how they think. You know, so you have to ask yourself that first question. Why is he turned off? Why is he turned on to this other dude? And
well, better yet, you need another question you can ask. What is it that I have did or didn't do to turn her off me?
Wow, that's a big one. That's
because if she turned on to you, she shouldn't be turning on to nobody else.
That's a huge question right there.
That's just how I feel about it. If she turned on to you, she shouldn't be turned on to nobody else.
Ooh, that's loaded. That's loaded. That's loaded, Keith.
No, nah, that ain't loaded. That's a matter of fact. Put it this way, bro. So if you got one light switch, operates one light, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Right.
So how can I turn on that one switch and then be turned on by another one? It don't mean I can't have that light cut on by the same switch, man. It don't work that way.
True.
You know
true.
What I'm saying? So, you, like I said, she has to be turned off you to be turned on by somebody else.
Yeah, pretty much, man.
Turned on, but go ahead,
yeah.
You know, she got to go ahead and fix. But she got to be turned on to somebody else.
Right.
But she got to be turned off you to be turned on to somebody else.
Yeah, she's got to. I mean,
put it away. There's a such thing, I always tell people this all the time. You can love somebody, but not be in love with them.
Yep.
That's debatable, Keith. Not your statement, but
yeah.
the other statement
yeah.
about she got to be turned
debatable.
Off. She got to be turned off for you to be
she
turned
do.
Off.
She do. She can't be turned off. Look, man, she cannot be turned. If she's my wife and she's turned on to me, she can't be turned on by nobody else.
Right.
She can't be. It's impossible.
Just because
it is totally impossible.
Just because she knows your trigger points, you know her trigger points.
Outside of that, she's your wife.
Right.
She is your wife. She married you because she is in love with you.
Right.
Well, at least supposed to be.
Right.
That's what I'm saying.
But see, hold on.
That's what I'm saying. People got hidden agendas, Keith.
No, but see, if that's
good
the case,
point.
Hold on,
Keith.
Come but
on.
This is what I'm
good
talking
point.
About.
Good point.
If that's the case, then that's out the window already. Because you ain't getting in for the right reason.
True.
Bro, that's like, come on, it's like an investment. I'm investing in this company because I just want money back. You ain't never gonna win if that's why you invested. Now, if you invest in that company because you believe in that company's vision, and you also want your money back, you
right.
know what I'm saying? You want to prosper off of it, then you're supposed to prosper. That's supposed to happen. You know what I'm saying? But if you're just doing it just for the one side, because mind you, remember in a marriage, you got two people coming into one. If y'all both don't have that same vision, it's like a tree that's growing. If one side of the tree growing faster than the other one, is going to eventually split.
Right.
So you have to be on the same accord.
Right. See, my point is that people don't, okay, this really goes for men. We don't really have no, do a man really have to have a reason? That's the question. Do a man have to have a reason to cheat?
Yeah, absolutely.
Woman does.
Absolutely.
Woman
just
does
like a woman
too.
Does. Absolutely. Look, cheating is a choice. So if it's a choice, that means you're choosing. That means there's a reason why you're choosing, though. There's a reason why you're choosing.
Okay.
So
no,
you have
I'm
to have a choice.
Because
yeah,
I
you
know,
have a choice.
I know plenty of women in the corporate world
mm-hmm.
that may be married, but they know, you know, to get a little leverage to move up in the corporate arena, they had to give something to get something.
So let me explain something. And that's
what talk to me today.
So I'm going to explain something. In that situation, you're in the wrong company. That's how I look at it. In that situation, if you feel like physical manipulation is something that you have to resort to,
mm-hmm.
and this is your line of profession that we're talking about, that means all you is a prostitute at the end of the day.
Ooh,
True love, true
industry girl.
That's what I'm saying. This goes for men and women.
He got to check his girl, though.
No. She got to check herself first. He got to check him.
True love.
She got to check herself.
True love is based on morals and values.
Then
the love comes.
Right.
So that's what I'm saying. Like, you've been in a relationship with somebody for a long time.
You know how to move.
Yeah, y'all know how to move, and y'all okay, it's like a belt that fits,
yeah.
Right? It's supposed to fit. You know each other. So you have morals and values, and you have lines you don't cross. Mm-hmm. But when you cross that line,
that means you ain't that to me. I feel like you ain't in love.
Right.
I know. That's what I'm saying too. I believe the love is gone. Let me go to the phone lines. Ladies and gentlemen, if you just tuning in, this is the Hour of Power on Sunday, where we talking about the Bible, okay? Anything in the Bible that you may have a question about that may not look familiar to you, you know? I know somebody say when they read the Bible, they see Mr. Rogers, the world of make-believe, okay? Mm-hmm. Because there are some things in there that have like a cartoonish type effect. But let's go to the phone lines. We got my boy D in the phone queue. What's going on, D?
There you go. How you fellas doing there? Y'all better watch out. Y'all talking a little bit strange out there. Okay. First of all, you brothers, much love to you. You know, from the human race, all lives matter to me, black, green, purple, and all. You know, but the one life that really matters, that dollar bill, I love that fella.
The green light.
Okay, but check this out. The question was, my man feel like his woman is up on another man?
Yeah.
Well,
yeah,
you know, some
of another man is saying all the time.
Well, see, sometimes, and they call it corporate love. You know, I'm sorry, me being European, I use the European word, okay? They call it corporate love. When you're around a person a whole lot, you're working around them 40, 50, 60 hours a day, it's naturally you're going to, even if you don't want to, you're going to start feeling some kind of way toward the person you're working with. Now, if he feels like she's pushing up on this other dude, he was wrong from the beginning. Because if he's feeling like that, his first objective should have been to touch base with the lady. Say, hey, mama, is something going on at the house that we need to discuss or something like that? You know, because
totally
he might be getting the wrong vibes. Now, see, I'm 200 years old, and a young lady about 80-something years old told me about 40 years ago, she said, usually when somebody thinks somebody's messing up, it's because they're messing up themselves and they're trying to shift the blame. So you know,
what he got going on.
That's true to an extent. I believe that. Like I said, he got to check himself first. I said that
now,
too. I said he got to check himself. Then he can check her.
Now my brother made a comment about he was in one type of movement and his other brother was in another type of movement, and he went to prison and came out under the supposedly study of Islam. Okay, now don't take it the wrong way, y'all. Don't get all fired up at me and come and burn a fist in my yard. because although a lot of people like to look at that as being the quote unquote darker pigmented man's religion, it was also started by an individual that was not darker pigmented. So,
right,
you know,
right.
when you
don't know that, right?
Yeah, a lot of people don't know.
First you had to look at what was the agenda for the lighter pigmented man setting this up like that, you know, because most of the time around the world, most of us genuine Europeans, now, understand what I'm saying. Genuine Europeans have been looked at as being somewhat less than the lighter pigmented man's stature of what they classify as high echelon, okay? So, you know, I don't want to put too much knowledge out there, but because I've got a book that is called The Slave Bible that was written specifically for the slaves when they changed the name and called it the Negro Bible.
Are we reading the white one or the black one?
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up, Mr. C, because it was funny to me. A lot of people don't know the little information you just put out there.
Right.
Well, I try not to give them too much information because a lot of information, you know, I try to live by this. This is one rule I try to live by. Too much education is dangerous because when you start putting the truth out there, and I'm talking about T-R-U-T-H. When you start putting the truth out there, sometimes the truth offends people. You're fading on me.
Remember the words of Kenny. Don't forget the words of Kenny.
Oh, okay. Come on, Mr. D, man. Come on, Mr. D. Don't talk that BS, Mr. D. Come on.
A man should be a man can be dead if he give out too much information. Kenny will flip the script. He's like, what you mean put the devil? He's like the older generation is supposed to teach the younger generation.
Right.
But he always say, I don't want to give y'all too much information.
Look, I don't believe in, put this way, I believe in too much information, but I don't believe in too much of the right information.
All information, follow me closely now. All information is the right information, provided you are acquainted with the agenda that it's directed to.
I'm reading in between the lines.
I better go get me a Pepsi real quick.
Running to the Pepsi. Okay. So I'm going to get back to Damon. That's good question. Are we reading the black one or the white one?
We're reading the black one or the white one.
Because the Bible that Nat Turner read, I like the Bible that he read. His Bible said eye for eye.
Two for two.
You know what I'm saying? His Bible was revolutionary. That's what we need, especially in the day and time that we live in right now as black people.
Right. I tell people all the time, I give people the energy they give me.
Right.
So if you bringing good vibes over my way, you get good vibes back at you.
Right, right. All
but
time.
You come with that bull, I'm trying to tell you, I'm about to be an asshole with. That's what it really is.
Right.
That's just what it is. Like, I've always been that dude. I've been the same guy from birth, man. Like, I've never changed.
Right.
I take that back. I tried to change that thing up once, and it wasn't for me. I realized I do me better than anybody else.
Right.
So I'm only going to do me from that point on.
So right.
That was my lesson.
Let me ask you, now, was it a woman that got you to change?
No, it was just me.
Oh, okay.
No woman got me to change.
Sometimes our women, I made the choice to try to change
up and do something else. I tried to be another person per se, and that didn't work out for me. Now, me being me was better off anyway. So
yeah, you know that's the great way to do it is to change on your own because. Yeah. A lot of times when we try to do it for somebody else, it don't really work out. But when you think about, hey, I'm going to do this for myself, and then it don't work out then, you know, I don't know what to tell you.
Right. But at least you tried to do it for yourself.
Exactly.
Right,
you found out. You found out what you couldn't do and what you could do. That's the thing. It's just
gentlemen, intellect, and morals and values are lost in this generation.
He said
2020 is it's a lost year for that.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? People are lost. You know what I mean? Their brains are frozen.
Very
and they don't know. They don't know exactly where to go.
Like ice cube.
Right, exactly. So disrespect with women and men, you know what I'm saying? It's like a cultural divide now. You know what I'm saying? And it shouldn't even be that. It shouldn't even be that.
No, it's nice.
Like one half is playing checkers, the other half is playing chess.
Mm-hmm.
Can we play the same game, please?
Mm-hmm.
You feel me? So,
it's funny that you just said that because I made that same – in so many words, I had that same comment 2 years ago when I said, why is it that it seemed like we as black men and women
look at each other as adversaries instead of acquisition.
Exactly. Exactly.
I said that 2 years ago.
Exactly.
And we still asking the same question today.
Right, right.
And it goes back, you know, in my opinion, I say go back to slavery. What do y'all think it goes back to?
Oh, yeah. We were brainwashed. Nobody knows about Willie Lynch.
I'm gonna tell you where I think it came from. Segregation. Desegregation is what happened.
True.
I'm explaining why. The reason why I say desegregation is what happened. Think about it. We still have these strong families and these strong black families,
mm-hmm.
these strong black neighborhoods
mm-hmm.
before desegregation happened.
Mm-hmm.
We still have them.
What happened if you was outside and you messed up?
Three people give me a whipping before I got to my mom.
Come on now.
So like I'm saying, but see, it happened. But the thing is, what changed? Society changed. I feel like this. Once a lot of black people who were successful already felt like it was included with white people,
right?
Because white people took their money basically. A lot of white people said, "Come on over here, yeah. Mm-hmm. We won't take your money because I know you got some money over here."
Right.
Think about it. We want the money. We have our own grocery stores, man. We used to have our, like, think about every, we had our own bank in our neighborhood.
Bus
line, right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, we as black people, we had our own stuff.
We need the white people's stuff.
But
right.
Now we don't got none of that.
Right.
No, we don't.
Think about it. There was two or three black banks in your community back in the day.
Yep.
Name me one right now that's in the community. Can't nobody do it.
They got the online banks. They got, it's a,
no,
it's
no,
a,
no.
It's
I said in
church.
The community.
It's a Baptist church that's Mount Zion.
No,
Mount Zion
right.
Baptist Federal.
But you know what? They don't advertise.
Hey, they don't.
Let's go deeper than that. We had our own boys club.
Right.
We had our own school.
I'm going to take Josh to work.
Get in one of them schools.
Right.
Like, you know what I'm saying?
My dad went to an all-black school. He was taught by an all-black teacher. He was an all-black library. You know what I'm saying?
The white man, he didn't read it all day.
But like I said, actually, I felt like it set us back. Don't get me wrong. I feel like this. The biggest illusion is the truth. I've always said that.
Mm-hmm. That's true. That's true.
I've always said that. Because so many, you got so many. I ain't going to cuss today.
I know it's Sunday. We talking about the Bible.
I don't care what day it is. You know what I'm saying? But I'm just trying not to do it. I'm trying not to do it, you know? I'm trying to be in control of myself. I'm trying to be my own. I'm trying to be in control. But. It's just, I just feel like, man, we have too many people who are so, they're so in tune with whatever the universe is putting out
right.
that they can't tune into their own spirit.
Right.
And that's why they lost out here. And what I mean by that is, like, you ain't even got good nature no more. Like, think about it. Like, you just another being. You don't even control that. Like, I just stay here saying, I'm going to control my mouth basically not being reckless. You got people who can't do it.
Right.
Like, they literally cannot control what it is that they say.
Mm-hmm.
Why
that's
is
bad.
That?
That's bad.
That's bad, bro. Like, that's bad news. You can't control what you say.
Mm-hmm.
So if you can't control what you say, you definitely can't control what you think.
Thank you.
Woo-hoo-hoo.
Thank you.
Because that what comes out of here got to come from here first.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're telling me you can't control what you say, you can't control what you think, that means you're being programmed.
Right. That's what I'm about to say. So if you can't control it, who is
you being
controlling
programmed.
You? Who controlling
you?
You
already know. I always say. I say this all the time. You have to understand the difference between reality and BS. That's what I call it.
Right.
So we're entertained by a lot of BS out here in this world. We are entertained by it. And it is meant for entertainment. It is. Don't get me wrong. It's meant for entertainment. But nowadays, you got too many people crossing reality with BS.
Mm. Every day.
You got too many people living in BS
every day
and wondering why they can't get it right
every day
or ain't happy with themselves
every day.
Like, so right now we're talking about reality. We're talking about basically the reality of the Bible.
Right.
That's what we're talking about. Let's
right.
call it for what it is.
Right.
Me personally, I've always said this and I've had better knowledge of the Bible than most people has ever had.
Amen.
And what I mean by that is I had a father in my household who passed it for 30 years, and he was righteous. You know, you ask anybody who's ever come across my father, they'll tell you he was a righteous man. He was human, don't get me wrong.
He was human. He has his flaws. But, you know, he was a righteous man. He meant the right. He meant to do right, you know, as much as he could.
Right.
So my father never sugarcoated nothing when it came to the Bible, especially if I had to ask it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So he'll make me do old school research. This is why I'm pretty good at knowing what I know, because I don't just get it from secondhand information. I get it from 8 or 9 different sources. So it can have solid ground for me. You have to be like, somebody tell me something I ain't never heard of. First thing I'm asking, where can you get that information from? The dumb lady told you, okay. Then you tell me where you got it from? Who you gonna give them? I have to know it. You have to know your past to be. So, see, what you got on there is about knowing your sources. You know, especially like these teachers that be on preachers. A lot of these teachers sometimes they just throw something that we know is not Bible. They throw some of the other posts into the Bible. What you got on there, D?
You?
Let's see.
Hey, are you there? Can you hear me?
Can you
hear me?
Yeah,
I can barely hear you guys, man. Sound to me like you guys gotten down in a tunnel. But you know, the one thing about religion and most religions or most people that say they've got some kind of religious foundation always seem to overlook one thing. Now I heard my man T speak out one thing about Nat Turner. And he said that reading Nat Turner's Bible spoke in terms of revolution. Now, if you track down most of the religious organizations, I have to, please forgive me for this, because what I'm about to say is true, and a lot of people don't want to agree with it, but most churches today that are in religious organizations are actually being pimped, okay? And what I mean by that, the leaders of the organization is pimping the churches that are part of the organization. And I say that because most organizations are asking you for money when they're really not teaching you what they considered to be the truth of the tampered with King James Version, neither the new adopted Negro slave Bible. They're not teaching you that, but they're teaching you enough to get you to stay in their organization, and they give what Uncle Donald considers false news so you can stay in the organization. Now, if you're serving Allah, if you're serving Jesus, if you're serving Buddha. Now, most of these religious leaders that people are supposed to be serving are supposed to be spiritual beings. If what they're saying is correct, the tampered with King James Version, most preachers, Baptist, Apostolic, Pentecostal, what have you, will tell you have to follow the whole Bible to make it back to the spiritual being. But then when you put it on their head why they're not following their tampered with King James Version, then they give you a whole lot of propaganda about why they're not. Even when you go to the fact, please forgive me, brothers, I love y'all. Please forgive me. Even when you go to the back of the Quran and they're supposed to be following Allah, there's so much of it they will try to follow and then they will back up off of it. And I say that because I've been around like 200 years, and I know for a fact a lot of people that say that they're Christians, say they're born again, say they're following this, following that, like the young man, like my brother just said, him and another guy he know was raised Baptist, but the guy could not live the life until he went to the prison and got converted into Islam. Now, in my opinion, there's a lot of people that go to these different buildings and organization and religious movements, they go there, but they're not really part of it. And to back up what I'm saying is, in the Tampered With King James Version, Paul tells the people, he says, they were with us, but they were not of us. And you've got a lot of people that say they're Christian that go to church every Sunday and will blow your head off Sunday night if you accidentally step on their shoes.
They acting like they said they got the spirit, but they don't really have the spirit.
Yeah. And see that puts a blanket over a lot of churches the man has set up as denominations. Example, Pentecostal, Methodist, Episcopal. Those denominations were set up by man. Those denominations were set up by man so that man could pimp the people to get the money for them being in their organization.
And listen, me and my father had a conversation about that years ago. I was like, even before my son was born, I had to be like 28, 29. We had that conversation. And this is like one of the deepest conversations me and my father has ever had in life. Like, and I think I surprised him because I don't think he realized how much knowledge that I've gathered throughout my lifetime, just, you know, watching him and researching and asking questions and stuff. So I think it impressed him, you know. And my father's a hard man to impress, but I think it impressed him. And it was one of those conversations that we had that I realized, man, wait a minute, I know something. Like, I ain't just being listening all my whole life. I know something. Like, I retained all this information, and now I know how to apply this information, too. Mm-hmm. See, it's one thing to get information. It's another thing to know how to apply it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, like, we was talking about the dude who wrote in to you. Mm-hmm. So, you know, whoever wrote in to you, you know, he now has information. Because the information is, I hear a whole lot about, you know, a coworker of
mine.
Yeah,
I'll be listening because I'm going to get this information.
I get a whole lot of information from my wife about this coworker, but he ain't applied that information the right way. That's what I said. So what he should have been doing was, okay, I hear about this cat. The next move, this is just me. I don't know about everybody else's household. If you're going to bring that man name in my house more than enough time, I got to meet that man myself.
I know it. King, don't do it.
I got to meet that man myself.
Don't do it, King.
You know what I'm saying? Because I got to understand what it is and why I get so much information about
right,
this.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because if he got that kind of impression on you, I got to ask myself, what kind of impression do I have on you? But do you go back and talk about me?
But King, it's quite simple. He gave her a raise. Are you giving her a raise?
Yeah, I give her a raise. I'm going to tell you why I give her a raise. Hold on, see. Now, if you're a real husband, you know what I'm saying, and if you're a real brother,
go
you're
ahead.
A real man,
right.
Yeah, you give your wife a raise. Her last name wasn't your last name when you met her.
Right. So what that mean?
She got to carry that legacy around. I don't know about nobody else, but my father told me this a long time ago. This is one of the best things he ever told me. I make sure I held on to this one. He said, hey, you 21, I turned 21. So, you know, you able to go out, you able to do a lot of stuff now.
Uh-huh.
Turn 21. My father never really made a big deal about no birthdays or, you know, he never really cared to just share knowledge out the way. You have to ask him stuff. My father said, hey, you 21. Now, you know, you grown. He was like, but growth is a matter of mind. Now, he said, but legally you can do what you want to do out here. He said, but I just want you to understand this. Your last name is Jackson. There's a whole lot of Jacksons that came before you. And it's more likely going to be a lot of them behind you. That means you have to carry this name the way they carried it.
Right.
And that's all he ever told me. He
walking
said,
the
he,
line divine.
That's all my father ever told me. He said, so just make sure that name shines as bright as it does after you've done with it.
Ooh-wee.
Hey, my father ain't never had to tell me about cutting up or acting up in my lifetime after he said that. Straight up. No joke. Like, any and everybody who know me, that you know tell you I'm the same dude that you know as me today.
Keep it at 100, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I don't flake off none of that. That's why I think I hold friendships and relationships for so long.
Absolutely.
We were talking about this the other day. I just went to a friend's birthday party. She turned 44 yesterday. We went to the birthday party yesterday, right?
Mm-hmm.
44. I done known that girl since she was 16.
Ooh-wee. Long time.
I know her sister longer than that. You know what I'm saying? But it's just, it's funny. You know, like, I walked through the door. As soon as I walked through the door, and mind you, I haven't seen her. I ain't seen Shamika in years. When I say years, I got to see her sister all the time because we tight. But I ain't seen Shamika in years. Like, it's been at least 20 years since I've seen her. Like, you know, physically seen her.
Yeah.
As soon as I walked through the building, she said my name out the gate. Oh, that's Keith. Hey. Ain't nothing changed
that's
with
good.
Us.
Yeah,
there's a reason
good.
Why. You know what I'm saying? I always say there's a reason why. Because you hold your weight. You hold your value. I held that value, that last name Jackson, to a high standard when my pops told me that. So,
how
I'm
going
to choose
how
her.
How do you give your wife,
so
your woman,
how she
gets a raise?
So, if I, first of all, I chose her. I asked her, would she take my last name?
Uh-huh.
That's the upgrade right there. Not to say her name was bad. Don't get me wrong. But ain't no man is willing to think about it.
You said you asked.
Yeah, as a man, when you asking a woman to marry you,
asking
her to take your last name.
Okay.
So I'm asking this woman to marry me, and she said, and she's accepting of it. That means that she's accepting of it.
This is Sunday. I ain't trying to go too hard on Keith.
and she's accepting of it, though. No, I mean, for real, let's call it for what it is. And she, if I ask her, because I'm asking, she has the option to say no,
okay.
Right?
Right.
So that means I'm asking.
Or if we're doing it how it's supposed to be done, yes, you are supposed to ask the woman to marry you, but at the end of the day, is once she say yes, she has no choice to take your last name.
Yeah.
We
know right.
We got women that want the man to take their last name.
I ain't playing that.
Kanye Kardashian.
Listen, I'm not I don't acknowledge that because that to me, look, I don't acknowledge something that ain't real.
Right.
Didn't we just talk about reality and bullshit?
Yeah, real.
So I don't address stuff that ain't real.
Kanye.
That's entertainment.
I know this is off the subject, but Kanye needs to go back to Scott.
Kanye needs to go to rehab.
No, he needs to go. He needs to go to Harvey, Illinois, where he's from, and have a real conversation
thank
with the people.
Thank you for saying that.
With the people
cause
that
he claims Chicago.
He claims West Side Chicago.
Yeah, with the
he
people.
The West Side.
With the people that know him.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They
that's
need to check his people.
Right.
He needed. People,
he ain't got to. I think I posted that a couple weeks ago.
Right.
Hey, that man ain't in the right circle.
No,
he ain't in the right circle.
He not.
Because, all right, Tyra know this. So you have met the whole crew, but he knows Marcus.
Yeah.
Right.
We hold each other accountable for whatever is done in life.
Right.
I don't care if you want some BS or you want the up and up. We're going to hold you accountable. We're going to put your foot to the fire.
Real
talk.
And
knows.
That's what friends do.
Yeah, he knows. We've been this way for over 30 years. We're going to hold your feet to the fire. The whole crew's that way. He needs to go back and get people that's going to tell, hey, dog, that's not how we do.
Right.
Dog, you really jacking up right now.
Right.
He don't need no yes men. He got a whole lot of that going on right now.
Right.
It's a whole bunch going on with that Kanye and Kim situation because we got on that last week. I'm going to have to bring y'all back. So,
that.
I didn't even
Because I want to jump on something else, too.
Talking about
early when I was talking about women saying that being submissive is only for marriage. I asked this woman one time. I said, so all your life you're going to be mean and rude or whatever during your daily life and all that. But when you decide to marry a man, I said, and you want to then become submissive, I said, how are you going to know how to be submissive? Y'all ain't going to believe this. She said, God is going to give her discernment.
All right. Come
but
on
you
got
to have, but
come
you got, but you got to have a relationship
back,
though. You got to have a relationship with God,
so,
to even have a discernment.
I tell this to a lot of women who have that mindset, and I also tell this to men who have a mindset of, I rule. I'm man. I rule. I tell this to them as well. And what that is, man, is I call it selfishness. You know what I'm saying? You too in tune with yourself to be in tune with anybody else.
Amen.
I call it selfishness. So, like, say, for instance, like she said, you know, how can, you know, I'm going to do it when I get married. Well, let me break this off to you, whoever the women that think like this in this world. I had a young lady tell me this before. Are you going to buy a car without test driving it?
Wait a
I had a lady ask me, I'm with her on that. Hold on, I'm with her on what? I'm explaining why. In this same scenario, why would I offer you my last name and for you to be my wife if you've never shown me any submission? How am I to know if you even seen you? If I've never seen you.
Wow. Hey,
No, that's right. How you gonna even expect her to be your mistress?
Ooh.
I mean, come on, man.
Oh,
you
man.
Gonna think about another. A lot of we had a little whole feel like, no, we not talking about being a Gestapo or whatever to our lady. But at the end of the day, I'm telling you, on the word. That's what life. See, women, I don't know, man, they kinda twitchy because they like the man that they kinda say, you know, we're all the nice guys.
I'm the ones that ain't with. I had a dog.
He said, them the ones that ain't with.
They're gonna pick for me. I kick they with you.
Fed up. But when they ready, what they gonna want in?
So when they ready, they're not gonna talk to the, you know, I need somebody to put me in my place.
You ain't gonna never need to say that to the lady that you're supposed to be. No, I'm not saying, want somebody to put them in their place.
Be assertive, right.
No, a lot of women enjoy, for real. It was a play called Bobby Fitzgerald. Like they ain't guys. They love their bullshit.
They're just what I'm saying is, this lady told me, older woman, she told me that she said, they ain't ready. What you mean?
Hey, man, bro. Hey, man,
Chief.
You
hear
me,
Chief? Yeah, I get, hold on, 1 second.
They ain't with you. So when you check them out, they ain't with you. That's why it's a little soft on one side and it's something from there. So she's like, that's how they walk. That's why they want the same. They want
so
both of them.
When they come out that other, they not talking about they want the ice guy or a bad guy.
Right. She's right. Either one. The thing is this. This is how she explained it to me. I thought it was dope. She said, she understands the lady that she is and what it is that she deserves and what it is that she is. And with that person that, you know, she deserves this move.
Oh, but they got to play. So now they got to play them games.
Exactly.
Come out to us.
So now she's like, you know what? I don't need a man to check me. I check myself.
Ooh, okay.
That's what she told me. I don't need an aggressive. What do I need an aggressive man for? I don't need a man to be aggressive with me when I'm peaceful.
Oh.
When you think about it, if we got peace going on, why do we call this?
Don't need no need.
I was listening to a little bit of what brother was saying there, and the fact of the matter is, you know, women has, well, let me say it like this. Most of the darker pigmented women have adopted the mindset of the plantation boss's woman. Are you with me?
Yes, sir.
Or did that go a little bit over somebody's head? Because, see,
I agree with that.
Because, see, now what a lot of young darker pigmented individuals would like to call the motherland, over there, the submission was raised and bred up in the darker pigmented ladies' DNA. He say,
ooh,
you
on.
Do, no questions asked. Okay?
DNA.
Now, there's one culture that I've ran into today that actually still runs by that same scenario, and that's the Japanese women. The Japanese women, the ones that I've seen and ran into, are adopted that father, papa, son says bark, and we bark. We don't question. We don't ask no questions. We just do what he say do, because he is papa, son. That's the way mama, son has raised us to be. So, you see, there's always going to be a problem when we speak in terms of black separatism and we speak in terms of reparations, because those are two things that the darker pigmented man has not elevated his mind, and the darker pigmented lady has not elevated their mind to be in subjection to understand how it's supposed to be delivered out correctly. North Carolina said, yeah, we'll give out reparations. Okay, that sounds good. How do you give it out? Who's to say what's fair and who's to say what's not fair? This week, the United States is going to execute a Native American. When the rules of the reservation was, no Native American can be persecuted by any rule other than the United States Constitution that is not sanctioned by the chiefs of the reservation. Now, the chiefs of the reservation is having a problem with this Native American being killed. Okay, he did commit the crime, so say the evidence that they have presented. So he's going to be killed, and the Native American chief from his Navajo reservation is upset. But I don't see any darker pigmented people protesting this man being killed this week by lethal injection in the state of Indiana, because a lot of the Native Americans, if we really research and check it back, was the darker pigmented people before the lighter pigmented man actually came over here to discover a country that was not lost. How
exactly.
do you discover something that is not lost? I'm gonna drink a Pepsi because my fur is raising up on my neck.
Okay. We're gonna come back to that. I want to get on Keith real quick. Let me put the camera on Keith. Yeah, you on camera now, Keith. Alright. What Keith said on the last show, he said that if him and his present girlfriend don't work out, he said he gonna be a dog. Come on, he said he gonna be a dog.
I said I was gonna be a butthole. I'm being a hole. I'm gonna be blunt about it. I'm gonna explain why. I am at an age now where I feel like I'm just gonna go here.
Let it out.
Like, get the point across better. It's gonna come across this way. look, I'm going to be an asshole. I done said it. And the reason why is because I am at an age now, I feel like we are at an age now where, you know, girl actually pulled up his ass like, we at an age now where the people they know what they do. It's not by accident. It's the truth. So if you choose to say something to me, I'm going to leave you all alone.
I'm
not getting a future one, bro. I'm not looking for a future one.
Well, who are these ones that you're going to see with? Are they the future? I mean,
they misses right now, not Mrs. Jackson. I'm just being real. You know me. I'm old brother, I'm gonna be real. They misses right now. They are not Mrs. Jackson. If this one ain't working, like I said, I could think of maybe a handful of women.
But this is something that we go in about women about, because we know that women, they make a man pay for what the last nigga did.
The difference between them and what I'm saying, okay, I'm letting you know ahead of time I don't want one.
Okay, that's right. Be up front.
I don't want one.
I'm with it.
If you're dealing with me, this is how we gonna have to. I wish you well, but if you are gonna take all these, then you can't do it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, when you leave, you gotta leave it, folks. Hey, yeah.
That's the difference between me and other people. You got dudes out here that are lightweight practice for women.
Right. Okay, son, come on. How did they get the first? How did they get the first one? He's gonna break them off. He's gonna give them that first one, and they're gonna be like, "Ooh, this medicine was good."
That would not be listening. That would not be my concern.
Why?
I have nothing to do with that. I have already set the rules. You have already accepted them. The game is played. This is life. Now, when you get to the all of a sudden, traveling is legal. I can't decide that.
I'm going to tell you what I had. I had a chick tell me, you know I'm a woman. I got emotions. And my emotions playing games on me.
Look.
Let me turn it off. Now, she's talking about, I know she was a woman, and I know, you know, because she a woman, she liable to be twitchy. I'm like, no. Because at the end of the day, I'm also, you know, I'm a woman, so I can play both sides. I'm like, you a woman, and you can get thrown to the curb.
You can get played,
yeah, like you can get put out. That's what you can do.
Look, man, like I said, I just believe in giving energy people the energy, that I want back.
Right.
So, you know, whatever energy you throw at me, believe it, it's coming right back at you. I'm trying to tell you, I'm like rubber. It's going to come back at you. So if you give me positive vibes, that's all you're going to get from me. But you come with some BS, trust me, I'm all for the shits. I'm going to give it right back to you.
Right.
I mean, that's how it's going to work. I believe in being on the equal playing field with everyone.
True. Now, I'm glad you said equal. We're going to have to close up with this, though. Okay. Women, they say they want equal rights.
Give it to them. I'm all for that. I'm explain why, bro. I'm all for it. This is why I'm all for it. You have no excuse then. You have absolutely no excuse. So now you can understand the burden that I have to bear sometimes.
Girl said, do they even understand what they saying when they want equal rights?
I believe a lot of women do, because we got a whole lot of single women out here that's doing it and have been doing it for a long time by themselves.
Right.
I understand that. That's why I say I'm all for it. They proven. We ain't got a whole lot of single fathers running around here with three or four kids doing it by themselves. Bunch of dudes by themselves just doing it by themselves.
I'll put it like this. This is what I see on my timeline. A whole bunch of women. Oh, my God. Single life sucks. I hate pumping my own gas. Oh, my God. It was my mouth in my house. I had to go get the neighbor to come get it. You know what I'm saying? You want equal rights. So when we in the bed, sleep, cuddle up all day, and you hear somebody trying to get in,
right.
Hey, why don't you go ahead
But see, hold on. I'm going to defer to that. The reason I'm going to have to defer to that one, man, is because it's like this. My job as a man, well, first of all, I don't even want to say my job. Your instincts as a man is supposed to protect yours.
Most definitely.
So if I'm laying in the bed next to one, she mine for that moment at least.
Right.
So she got access
to all
that
for me.
You
mean the girl that you are just sleeping with?
Yeah. If she can lay with brush, if I'm not Ubering her, lifting her, taking her back myself, yeah. We sharing the space.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's just me. Now, I know a whole lot of cats ain't cut like me. And I ain't mad at them. What work for you, work for you.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I ain't mad at you for that. But also,
we talk about equal rights.
I tell sisters this all the time. Don't be mad for the dude you selected. Because it's like this. A man, we choose one time.
Uh-huh.
One time only. We choose who it is that we pursue. Well, I'll take it back. Let me say twice. We choose who it is that we pursue, and we choose who it is that we want to have our last name to.
Right.
Them the only two times we actually get to choose in a relationship. We as men really get to choose in a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Outside of that, a woman is accepting whatever it is that you're trying to bring to the table at that point, or whatever ideas that is. It's her choice at that point. Think about it. So I got a young lady tell me one time, oh, that's false. We as women don't get to choose. Y'all, if that was the case, there'd be a whole lot of brothers with the woman they want to be with from the gate.
Right.
From the gate. Mm-hmm. If that's the case, it'd be a whole lot of brothers that got you that you don't want to be with.
Ooh.
Because how many times you done curse somebody at the grocery store and say, hey, Miss Lady. Oh, yo. Hey, yo. How many times you done curve that cat?
Yeah.
So if he got to choose and you ain't had no choice, doesn't matter. You'll be with that dude by now.
Mm-hmm.
You wouldn't be on the market.
They always talk about I don't get approached by me.
How
you gonna be a pretty woman if you don't get approached?
It just ain't the one you want. That's the one you want.
But your body may be sexy, but your attitude is probably not.
Yeah. Come on.
So
it's
poetry when you talk to people.
Yeah.
So like he said about vibes, if you can dress, you can look nice. If you know you're a Lamborghini, then you know what I'm saying.
You're gonna take care
of yourself like a Lamborghini,
right?
And you'll let that dude who's
You can't be a Lamborghini acting like you're a Ford Focus from 1999.
You
gotta take care of your body. You gotta watch what you eat.
Right.
You gotta exercise.
Yes.
You can't feed into the housewives all the time. You
gotta educate yourself.
Just like men, we gotta hit the gym.
Right.
We gotta make sure we tight. Everything we read about can't be about hip hop. I want to be in the studio, be the next artist, and I'm 40. No, we can't do that either.
Yeah,
I'm just being real with it. Like that's just real talk. Y'all know
right,
that.
Right.
I know. That was back, like, I remember back in 2013. That's what all women was talking about. If you 40 years old, still talking about you going to the studio and ain't made it yet, you a day with me.
Right. Look, I believe in cats having dreams, but I also believe in cats living in reality.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I say that all the time. Like, you know, I'm a dreamer. I know I'm a dreamer, bro. But if I wasn't, I wouldn't, you know, like, I wouldn't be able to talk in a matter-of-fact way. I would be a sheep. I would just be following what everybody else is doing.
Instead of turning around, be a writer.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And be a writer. Own your own writing company.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Some people, they write for rappers.
Right. You know what I'm saying? And instead of being in entertainment, own your own business.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, what's your vision? And the woman, you know, she may dress up and look good, but what's underneath that? You know what I'm saying?
I do that all the time, man.
What's underneath that?
I had a lady get mad at me at college, bro. I ain't gonna name drop. But I had one in school get mad at me for saying this. I said, my grandmother told me a long time ago, glitter shine as good as a diamond, but it ain't worth shit.
True.
Shorty got mad instantly. Now, the whole thing is, she wouldn't have got mad had her girlfriends not even laughed. Her girlfriends had to laugh about that.
Ooh.
She wouldn't have got mad, but her girlfriends laughed too. That's why she really got mad.
Or glitter may shine like a diamond and shit out dimes.
I'm just saying.
Ah, man.
You feel me?
Man, this is good. We're going to have to shut it down, yeah. Man, because I got to go. I got to go to my next one in about, yeah, about 10, 12 minutes. Go to the next show. We're going to be at Pine Mall Backyard Barbecue.
Oh,
with George Nelson Jr. He's doing his podcast at 5 o'clock. And then right after that at 6, I'm going to be co-hosting with Matt. Shout out to Matt for letting us use his studio at Pine Mall's Backyard Barbecue from 6 to 8, Music Man Speaks. So let's close out. Final words from Keith and my boy Damon.
You just have to be, you got to communicate. You know, communication is key. Don't hide, if you're in a relationship and you really like that person, don't hide anything. Don't hide anything, you know, because even if it's bad, he'll understand or she'll understand. You know, if you really want that relationship to thrive, if you don't, cut it off. Cut it off. You know what I mean? Cut it off like, you know, like a saw or something. Just cut it, break it. You know, who needs that negativity? You know what I mean? Honestly.
Yeah.
That's all I gotta say.
Like with me, I'm always saying, you know, you gotta figure out where the root of the problem is first before you can come up with the solution.
Amen.
And that's how I feel about like my man's relationship he was talking about. So like, you know, I feel like he need to check himself first.
Mm-hmm.
Figure out, am I doing something to project, you know, her to come back home to tell me about this cat? And if that's not, you know, if that's not the case, then you need to say, okay, is she talking about me at work like she talk about this cat? That's a whole other thing you need to figure out. Because I just kind of feel
like... She playing two sides when she doing that.
I just kind of figure, you know, if I'm a husband, there should not be nobody else being talked about as much as me in a positive light, unless it's a father. That'd be the only person I could, and me and him got to be on almost an equal playing field,
right?
When it comes to the compliments, you know what I'm saying? But if another man coming out the blue, and I'm always hearing about that, you know, I always say this: when you're speaking, you have to say it to after you say it to someone, you need to go somewhere in private and say it to yourself as if it was being said to you to see if it's messed up or not.
Okay.
Or to see if you will feel some type of way or not.
Okay.
Because I always call it like this. Like a lot of women, a lot of women will do this more than men. They will make a comment and think it's cool.
Right.
But I can't make that same comment to you and you be cool with it.
Right.
So that's why I'm always saying, you know, if you're going to say something after you say it,
right,
you need to make sure you go somewhere in private and act as though somebody said it to you and make sure you ain't feeling no type of way when it happened.
Mm.
And now if you ain't feeling no type of way, then I think it's in bounds. Mm. But if you feeling some type of way, you might want to go check yourself.
Mm. Right. Okay. Hey, D, are you there? You got anything, D?
Yeah, I'm there, boss man. Hey, I just want to say to the little brother that's having trouble with his lady, first of all, little brother, you need to put your lady off to the side and have a talk, you know, because there really should not be, she should not be throwing you out like that, because she might be doing it to see how jealous you are. She might be doing that to see if you'll start doing what the co-worker's doing. But then again, there's always that thing that the lighter pigmented man called corporate love, where you're working around people so much that you just naturally start feeling, you know, a little bit oozy about them. So, hey, you guys have a great, y'all did a great show today. Really appreciate how y'all got in there and took care of things. if you can, get your hands on the Negro Bible. If you can, find out the real reason why most of these church organizations are pimping the churches. I'm out, Coke, to everybody. Pepsi, that is.
All right, thank you, D. Wow, that's crazy. That's crazy. Get your hands on that Bible. Yes, I forgot. Today is Sunday, and we was talking about the Bible today. Man, shout out to my boy Keith Omar. And my boy Damon coming through, man, at a short notice. doing what we do, man. My final last words to the young man, because I already had the conversation with him, but my final last words, hey, get your girl, go on down to the Bellflower Clinic, and see, you know, what you guys got, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, you really should withhold sex right now, but withhold sex for a while just to see if you got anything. If you coming up with something, your girl cheating on you, bro, and you might want a divorce. Or however, if you the one that's the forgiving type, I mean that you forgive your woman for cheating, you know what I'm saying? You know, keep her, work things out. But I'm gonna ask y'all real quick before we close. Would y'all forgive her for cheating?
Depends on how deep the relationship is and your experiences, you know what I mean? And the tendencies and the trigger points. It really does. I mean, look at Will Smith and Jada.
Oh, I don't want to get on them.
I'm just saying.
Look, I'm a believer of everyone gets a second chance. I'm a believer of that. Ooh. I'm a believer of everyone gets a second chance.
Oh.
Whether they deserve
cheating,
it or not.
Cheating.
This is me. Look,
she fucked
me.
Another nigga.
Look,
well,
look,
I supposed to be cousin.
This is me, though. This is me. I understand it might not be for everybody.
True.
But for me, everyone deserves a second chance. But mind you, understand this. Ain't no third, fourth, fifth, sixth, and sixth. I believe in a second chance.
Cheating. I'm out there cheating. Cheating.
I believe in second chance.
Cheating.
To me, at that point, with the cheating, it's all depends on how it went about.
Woo.
Okay.
It all depends on how it went
okay.
about.
Okay.
With the cheating.
I give you that because I'm like, because ain't no telling. I mean, I don't know who the dude is.
Yeah.
That she worked for, you know, the supervisor, but that dude could be friends with old boy, or you know what I'm saying? Or dude could, like, you know him from college.
Mm-hmm.
Dude probably know him from somewhere else.
Yeah.
And you like, man, you fuck my girl?
Look, my whole thing is this. I'm a believer of, I look at the facts. I can care, like, I try to separate emotion from a lot of stuff. I just look at the facts.
Mm-hmm.
The fact tell me that this should happen and it shouldn't happen.
Mm-hmm.
But I understand human element comes in and your feelings happen into it. See, people do things irrational. Like, I think about the whole Jada and Will stuff. People's like, that's whack. Will should have left and this and that. And third. Hold on, man. Y'all got to remember. Will being married to this woman for 20-something years.
Right. He knew what he was getting into.
You know what I'm saying? Outside of that, we just hearing about August. Will probably knew about this 3-4 years ago already.
Will said that he never did give that man his blessing.
No, of course.
Come on.
Listen to what's said. He said, I didn't give a blessing, but that didn't say he didn't know nothing about it.
Okay.
I'm just saying, listen to, see, I'm all about wordplay. I pay attention. He didn't say I gave a blessing.
Man, we about to be here all night, because, I ain't going for that one. I ain't going.
He just, I know about it. Look at this way.
He knew the dude was fucking his wife.
No. Remember, they separated at that point. If he found out about it, what are you going to say? I'm separated already. What I'm going to say?
Because she got caught up in an entanglement.
She got caught up after the fact. Now, what it is now we public figures and now everybody else know about it.
Right.
But we've been knowing about this for 3-4 years. We moved past that. So think about it like this. Say you've been married, right?
Yeah.
You found out your wife was cheating before y'all got married. She cheated before y'all got married. She cheated. It was ended over. That affair was over with before y'all even got married. And you find out 3 years into your marriage it happened. What you gonna do?
Oh, man, I'm gonna have to bounce because wait, you said I knew about her cheating though, right?
No. Right. You found out. Let's say for instance, you find out about 2 years into your marriage, right? And you like, okay, it happened before we got married. Mm. It's been 2 years. We happy. We good now. Cool. I'm leaving it at that. And then let's say for instance, the rest of your people find out 2-3 years after that. What you gonna do? I'm not leaving nowhere. I'm happy for the last 5 years.
I get what you're saying.
Where am I going?
But I'll say this.
Oh, because you just found out.
If I'm 2 years into my marriage and I found out my wife cheated before we got married, we're gonna have to have a serious talk. And I'm mad. Somebody might leave. For real.
Hold on. But listen to what you said. Somebody might leave. That means there's an element of this actually could still be worked out. I'm just saying, bro. Like I said, it all depends on the situation.
It's a short possibility, but it's come on, man, that's a scandalous stuff.
Scandalous.
You didn't tell me you had sex with another nigga, and we've been together 2 years.
Yeah.
I mean, we've been married 2 years.
Come on, man.
But how many of them is Gucci messing around with?
See, that's my point.
It's Gucci, you know what I'm saying?
It's just my point. I look at it as, you know, different strokes for different folks, man. I'm not in a position to ever judge nobody. I just reserve my opinion. That's all to it.
Let me ask you this, and we got to go. Okay, mm-hmm. So Keith, your current girlfriend,
yep,
cheat on you. You keep her. Is there a possibility since you cheated on me, do I get a pass to go have sex with another one?
No.
Okay. Okay.
I don't do that. That's tit for tat stuff.
All right, okay.
You know, when you going that route, then that means you really ain't into the relationship. You in it for your own self-gratification.
Yeah.
That's tit for tat to me.
Okay. Well, all right, ladies and gentlemen, thank you all for tuning in.
No doubt.
We'll see you guys on Thursday. Peace.
Peace.